Your story is your testimony, not your identity. Shift your mindset, elevate your perspective, become who God called you to be. This is the journey of you. Welcome to the journey of you, the place where faith meets growth and where courage rises to rewrite the stories that once tried to define you. I'm your host, Tonya D. Bennis, coach, author, communicator, and a companion on this path of becoming, committed to helping you step fully into your God-given identity. Each week, we slow down long enough to hear what heaven is whispering. Together, we peel back the doubts, the old labels, and the limits that life tried to place on you. Here, you learn to shift your mindset and elevate your perspective so you can walk heart first into purpose, clarity, and the kind of confidence that is birthed from truth, not tension or trauma. This is your invitation to breathe deeper, think higher, and see yourself the way God sees you, loved, called, and full of possibility. So wherever you are, settle in. Your journey is unfolding, and you don't have to walk it alone. Good morning, Journey of You family. How's everybody doing today? I want to welcome you back to our Elevate series, a journey of rising higher in every area of life. This month, we've explored how to elevate our perspective and renew our mindset, but now we're going to shift into motion. This week's focus is on elevating your approach. Really being intentional in how you show up, take action, and partner with God in excellence. Your approach determines your effectiveness. It's not just what you do, but how you do it that matters in the kingdom. So let's talk about stepping into a posture of purpose, okay? And of course, we always start with a biblical foundation. So we'll begin with Colossians 3:23, and this is the New International Version. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters. This scripture reminds us that our effort, our attitude, and our excellence should truly reflect who we serve, not just what we do. And I know that there are those moments that it feels like you're just going through the motions, or, you know, maybe you're just showing up and you're like, oh, I'm just collecting a check, or, you know, it's just a means to an end. Okay, I get that, but you still have to do it all in excellence and as unto the Lord. It's a reflection of you. It's a reflection of him, and how you show up matters. So you want to make sure that you're doing it as for the Lord, even if you feel like you're overlooked, or if you feel like you're underpaid or not even paid at all. You know, maybe it's a volunteer opportunity, or it's a business that you're getting off the ground, you know, or it's a nonprofit and you need to raise money for it. No matter what it is that you're doing, or it's ministry, like, do it as unto the Lord. You will reap those benefits, okay? I also want you to consider Proverbs 16:3, because it says, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. Think about that. When your approach is rooted in surrender and excellence, God is going to multiply your results because you're doing it for his glory. The rewards will come, because that's not what you're chasing after. If you're not chasing, oh, the reward, the benefit, but you're doing it to bring God glory and to really operate in excellence, you know, as a reflection of him, then it's inevitable. The laws of sowing and reaping are inevitable. Your harvest is coming, okay? And so as you're thinking about that, I want you to approach it with excellence, not perfection, okay? No one was perfect except for Jesus, okay? So let that go, because perfection can paralyze you. But excellence, on the other hand, is going to move you forward. You're going to keep making progress. Because God is not asking you to be flawless, okay? He's only asking you to be faithful. And you've got to do that consistently. And even if you mess up sometimes, when you mess up, you know, or you get off track, just get right back on track and continue to be faithful and persistent. Because that spirit of excellence is what really honors God. And what does that look like? It means you're showing up on time. Yes, on time. You're prepared and you're present. And that's for your business, your ministry, or your family. No matter which one, you've got to show up that way in all of them. It can't be, oh, you only show up, you know, on time or prepared for this area, but then over here you slack off or you don't care. Like, you've got to do that consistently across the board, okay? And after you approach with excellence, then you want to also make sure you're approaching with intentionality. Elevated people don't move aimlessly. They move with purpose. They have a direction and a specific path that they are following. They've got that endpoint that they're trying to get to, and they know each of these steps along the way are going to get them there, just like when you plan a trip. And maybe you plan that you're going to stop, every 2 hours to fill up, or every time you get to a half a tank, but your set destination is 300 miles. And so, every 150 miles you're stopping, whatever. You're moving with purpose. You're continuing to move forward. And even if you get sidetracked or there's a detour because of construction or an accident, you're still moving towards that same goal. So you're moving aimlessly, okay? You're not moving aimlessly. You're moving with a purpose. So what are you doing daily that aligns with the vision that God gave you? What is that purpose or destination that you're pursuing that you're being intentional about on a day-to-day basis? You got to be strategic, y'all. You got to be prayerful and you got to be present. That's the elevated approach. Strategic, prayerful, and present. Okay? You're not just wondering about just going through the motions. You've got to be very specific about where you're going and then head in that direction, okay? Approach with grace and grit. Life will demand strength, okay? Absolutely, there are moments you're going to have to be strong, but it's also going to require softness. And you've got to have a balance between the two. An elevated approach knows when to press and when to pause. Press and pause. Grace reminds you of your reliance on God. Grit reminds you that you're equipped for the journey. Remember that he told us that he formed us in our mother's womb. He knew us even before then. And he knew the plans that he had for us. Like, God already equipped us with each and everything that we need. There are times that we're going to mess up and we're not going to get it right. And his grace is there. There are going to be times we might not know how to do something, but we step out on faith anyway. That's where that reliance on God comes into play, because obviously we cannot do it without him. But the grit is just reminding you that even in those moments that you're not sure how to do it or you don't have all the answers, you still keep taking those steps forward because you know that God's already equipped you and he's right there with you, leading and guiding you every step of the way. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "You've been given a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. You have to use all three." He did not give you that spirit of fear. So he doesn't expect you to sit in fear. And even when it comes, like, there are over 365 verses that tell us, do not be afraid, to be strong, to be of good courage. God knew we were going to need it. So he gave us a verse for every single day of the year to help us push past those fears and to trust him. That spirit of fear is not from God. He gave us the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. So make sure you're using all three. Then you want to approach with a kingdom first mentality. Are you approaching your goals with heaven in mind? Matthew 6:33 says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all its righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you." Elevation is not just about progress, it's about alignment. And when God is the CEO of your goals, your approach shifts from stress to strategy, from striving to surrender. You can freely surrender all of it to him because you're trusting him with each and everything that you're doing. So this week, as you're going about your day and really deciding what you're going to do on a day-to-day basis, like, ask God and then evaluate your approach. Is it cluttered or is it clear? Are you being reactive or proactive? Are the things that you're doing being driven by your flesh or are they spirit-led? Choose one area. I want you to focus on one area this week, okay? Whether it's your work, your relationships, or your spiritual life, and shift your approach to reflect excellence, intentionality, and kingdom focus. And then journal what changes you notice. Because when you're able to make progress in that area and start doing that on a consistent basis, then you can focus on the next area and then the next. You can't, Rome wasn't built in a day, so you can't try to tackle it all at one time. Just pick one area and then shift your approach in that area, okay? And again, journal it, because then you can really go back and track, like, wow, just a week ago I was at this, or just 2 weeks ago I was at this point, and look what God has already shown me in this time, or because I elevated my approach, look what I've already done. Because then it gives you that track record to continue building your faith and giving you those receipts of, wow, if God did this, what else can he do? And then it's helping you to continue shifting that mindset, like we talked about, and elevating your perspective. And so it all just compounds on each other, and you're building as you go, okay? So let's pray. Father, thank you for inviting us to rise to new levels. Help us to not only dream big, but to approach our assignments with excellence and grace, to not limit you or place you in a box. Teach us to be strategic, spirit-led, and surrendered in all that we do. May our lives reflect the beauty of a kingdom-driven approach. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. We'll be closing out our series next week with Elevate Your Production and really talking about maximizing the fruit of your hands and producing with purpose. Until then, I really want you to just stay aligned, stay intentional, and keep elevating, because remember, this is your journey. It's where your life begins. Thanks for being here on the journey of you. If this episode blessed you, take a moment to connect with me, whether through email, Substack, or the contact page at tonyzbennis.com. I'd love to walk alongside you with encouragement and truth for your journey. Until we meet again, stay rooted in faith, anchored in purpose, and bold in who you are becoming.